Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Well, I'm sure this show is for you, those of you that work so hard for your money. And you want your money, start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 million years from now, but you want it right now so you can live that life that you love with those that you so dearly love. But on top of that, guys, it's not just getting rich. It's about getting a rich life, about living a rich life. Because as you are truly blessed, you can create a greater ripple effect through the lives of others and bless more lives. This is exactly why we're here today, guys. This is the ripple effect I'm working to create through you. Thank you for tuning in and binging on these episodes. And again, sharing these with other people that allow us to expand and grow this ripple effect, because I could not be able to bless more lives without your help. So thank you so much for being a Rippler today. As a reminder, guys, if you're looking for ways to be able to increase your passive income and you don't know how to do it, or you're looking for connections and strategy and help to do so, go reach out to us on our website, moneyripples.com, and say, hey, how can we do this? You can even take that online passive income calculator to see how much passive income you could create in the next 12 months. So check that out. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out SecuredInvestmentCorp.com. That's Secured, SecuredInvestmentCorp, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So the common question that is always the debate that comes up, especially when you talk about infinite banking and using life insurance, is can it really create more passive income? Does this really work, especially with investing and things like that? Here's the truth, guys. Even though there's so many great, well-intentioned, infinite banking type people out there today, the one thing is often they think like insurance agents, not like investors. And if you truly want financial freedom, you want to follow the path that we know works. Theoretical stuff is great, but ultimately what it comes down to is you want to have a real infinite banking policy that can get you the max ROI possible so that you have a better chance of creating financial success. So the debate is this, is people will say, well, wouldn't I just be better taking my money, putting it in a savings account and then investing it versus letting it bogged down by all these insurance costs and fees and trying to use that? I'm going to take years longer, especially with these infinite banking policies, then they can be pretty expensive depending on the kind of infinite banking policy you get. Many of the popular guys out there will have 40% of insurance costs come out in the first year, maybe a third. Still, that's huge. Unless you're almost 70 years old, you shouldn't be seeing percentages that high. More likely, we should be able to have it more like 20%, but at least by year five or so, you have more in cash value than what you've paid into it, or at least really close to that, depending on your situation, depending on health and everything else. But that's the thing we always strive to do, is that we know that no one out there will beat our numbers. Again, as well-intentioned as they are, they still don't cut their fees down as much as they can because they don't tweak it like the way we do it. So granted, when I'm showing you these numbers of how this could actually work creating passive income, this is based on our strategy. I guarantee the numbers will be worse if you do an infinite banking policy with another company. It just won't be the same. So I understand that I'm not speaking for all infinite bankers out there. I don't want you to think that this applies to all whole life policies, as it's not true. In fact, when I ran the numbers before I learned how to really get these numbers down in the sense of the cost coming down so that you can have a higher return on your policies, I didn't believe it either. I thought it was just a bunch of crap these infinite bankers trying to sell me. But we have since proven it to actually work, where you can essentially have your cake and eat it too. You can actually get your investment money to truly pay you twice when it's designed the right way. So let me show you that now. Now I put that disclaimer out there. This is based on our numbers, the numbers we've run, and these are real numbers. In fact, I use my own real life numbers in this scenario. So I'm a 45-year-old male. If you're older than 45 or if you're in not great health, or maybe just average health, these numbers may not be as good. If you're younger than 45, I just showed someone a policy that they're actually born in 1988. And I was amazed because, I mean, they're 11 years younger than me and their numbers kick the crap out of my own numbers. So their numbers will actually be better. So if you're younger, even better. Even if you're in your 60s, if you're in decent health, this can still work for you. Okay. This still works. It just takes different time. Anyways, I'll just show you the numbers. How about we just go into it, huh? All right, here we go. So I am showing you really three examples here. The yellow example is just taking your savings and investing it. This is not even buy term and invest the difference. I'm not even taking out term costs here, which obviously would kill those numbers more. The middle one, the blue one, is using your infinite banking policy, but only using the cash flow from your investment to pay back the interest only, not to actually pay down the line of credit. The green one is paying down that line of credit, doing this almost like velocity banking strategy where people take out a HELOC on their home and then they invest it and then they use all the cash flow to pay down that mortgage payment. Same kind of thing that we're doing here as well. So that's the third option. So let me just start with a simple answer. If you're just using your savings, this is an example of somebody who had $250,000. This is like many of our clients that we work with. They have at least $250,000 to invest. They already invested their $250,000 from their savings. And I just did a 10% return, making them $25,000 a year. But they're also saving $30,000 a year. You get them stopped putting into their 401ks, and now they're just putting into savings so they can actually invest and buy real estate. That's $30,000. So this person has, in that first year, $25,000 of passive income that year, plus $30,000 of their saving to be a total of $55,000. This is the number we're using for both people here, for both the whole life example where they're putting the money in the whole life policy, as well as this example here. Now you'll see if you have $55,000, you make a 10% return. And by the way, a lot of our investments usually make at least a 10% return, which is why we use that as a baseline. That's $5,500. Therefore, their $25,000 plus $5,500 becomes $30,500 a year. Now they're taking that $30,500, adding it to the $30,000, makes $60,500. That makes them another $6,000 a year at that $60,000 they invested. Now they're at $36,000 a year. You get the gist? So we're basically just taking the cash flow. We're building it to buy more and more assets, creating what I refer to as like this income snowball, almost an income avalanche is really what it is. And so we do that. And then by year 10, now you're adding like almost $130,000, increasing your cash flow to the point where you have $112,000 a year. So when people ask, Chris, can you really become financially independent in the next 10 years? The answer is, yeah, depending on your situation, you could be. With many of our clients, that's why all the clients we're bringing on right now, our goal is to get them to be, if not all, at least 90% of them financially independent by 2030. This could be you too. So yes, $112,000 a year is very possible. This is not even factoring in for growth. This is just purely cash flow. So we're not even talking about like any equity gains in these investments. I'm just using simple investments. Like essentially they were just investing in a 10% debt fund, something like that. So $112,000 a year, nothing to shy away from. Now the question is, what if I instead put in $30,000 on top of that $25,000 a year? What if I just took that $25,000 we're making in the passive income and using that to fund a policy? So in this whole life example, guys, here's what we're doing. It says there's $47,000 the first year. Why? Because we're still saving the $25,000 of passive income, but we're taking that $30,000 a year that we're putting away towards savings. Instead of putting it in your 401ks or wherever else, we're putting it into the whole life policy. And that first year of actual access to the money, it's a little bit more than $22,000, but I like to deal with even numbers. And so I was doing that in the calculation. You get a $22,000 loan plus the $25,000 of passive income. That's $47,000 to invest. That is less than the $55,000 you have if you didn't have those insurance costs. Because essentially what we're saying is there's a net about $7,000 you can't access. So of course, the cash flow increase is $4,700 a year with that $47,000, putting you at $28,600. You're really about $2,000 a year behind. Not horrible, but you are behind. And in fact, you stay behind for a little while because there are net costs in those policies for the first few years. But then about year three, year four, something starts to shift with these life insurance policies. Pretty soon what's happening is you start to earn more interest on this money. You start to earn more and you'll be able to use that to help you double dip. And that's the real key here is that the dividends not only pay for the policy, it pays for all of its own costs, but because you're getting paid like 5.75, maybe 6% a year in dividends, now that's able to help accelerate. So it's kind of like if you're in a car and you know you're kind of in the slow lane and you see cars passing you on the left, you of course want to eventually get to the left lane, don't you? Unless you get off on the exit, you want to get to the left lane to go faster. Sometimes you have to kind of brake, let some cars pass so that you can get behind that other car and then eventually catch up. That's exactly what you're doing here. So this example though, I'm only showing you paying with the cash flow just paying interest on these loans. And so we take that number out, the interest being charged, we take that number out to get that net return. And that's why it's only $28,600. It went from 25 to 28.6. That means you only netted 3,600. You had the 4,700, but you subtract out 1,100 interest cost from the whole life. That means you only have a 3,600 net increase. So again, I'm trying to show the net. I'm being very fair with this insurance cost coming out. But notice eventually, as it starts to gain more and more cash flow, by the end, when you get to the end of that 10th year, you're at 111,918, almost 112,000. And again, I didn't do the whole buy term invested difference. If I would have taken term insurance costs out of this number, still the whole life would have beat it in just 10 years. Notice they had to catch up and eventually it will surpass. That's just paying interest only. But again, I recommend you don't just do that. That is an option. And of course, by the way, you're not required to make any payments on these loans with the life insurance company. They'll either accrue interest, which I don't recommend, or you can pay back even at least interest only. But what if you took all that cash flow, just like you're making from the increase here, use that to apply to the loan? So same thing still applies here. You have the 47,000, but the 4,700 increase goes to paying down that whole life loan. So it knocks it down from that 22,000 down to like 18,316. Well, that gives you more to invest next year. Now you take out a loan again. And so now you invest 28,000 next year. What's happening is eventually you start to have more and more to invest. And look at this. By the end of the 10th year, 121,000, almost 122,000. You are over $9,000 ahead of just using your own cash in from a savings account or checking account. You're ahead. Why? Because now you're paying down that line of credit and then you pull it back out again. So you pay it down as it goes through the year. And you get charged daily interest on that life insurance loan, but then you pay it back. But then you take it back out again and reinvest it. So you're just using the cash flow to pay down the loan, pull it out, pay it down, pull it out, pay it down. You're just doing that year to year. And look what happens, because you're only paying on simple interest while earning compounding interest, you pay less in interest than what you're earning. And that's how you're able to double dip, because you never pull the money out. You're not withdrawing the money. It's still earning all the interest in there. And of course, you also have a nice death benefit as a bonus to go with it. So not only do you make more money, you create more cash flow, but heck, you even have a death benefit to go with it. And again, I didn't even use buy term invest the difference. I wanted to be the meanest possible. I wanted to show no cost coming out, only making cash flow. That's the key thing that I did there. Again, this is based on my own life. If you're older than me or in worse health, the numbers may not be as good, but there might be some options there. For example, I had one client where he was in his 50s, very overweight, but loved this concept, wanted to do it. He said, "Chris, I already know I'm not going to be able to qualify for a very good policy here. But Chris, can I go and get a policy on my wife? She's in great health and she's younger than me." I said, "Even better. Because if she's younger than you and in better health, she'll get an amazing return." So now they're putting in $110,000 a year into their policy so that they can use that to invest and be able to get this double dip effect where you're earning money in two places at the same time. That's the critical key here, is that we're making more. Like, this is all about leverage. And if you want to get to your goals faster, I mean, think about this. It might only be $9,000 a year, but that $9,000 a year, that's saving you from having to save an additional $90,000 to generate $9,000 a year. You're going to use those same dollars. You might as well make it work to your benefit. That's what I love about this. So is this for everybody? Of course not. No, if you're paycheck to paycheck, no, I'm not going to recommend doing this strategy. If you're just barely able to make it, or you're in horrible health, or maybe you just, heaven forbid, you had cancer or something like that, this may not work for you, but it might work for somebody else. It might work for somebody else in your family, or even a business partner or somebody like that, that you could have an insurable interest in and make it work. Guys, this is how it creates more cash flow. And by the way, I'm going to mention this in a podcast coming up in a few episodes, but there's actually a way that even if we took out the cash value part of it, if it's just the death benefit, you can actually use the death benefit to increase your passive income as well. I'll share that in a future episode next month, but just needless to say, these are the numbers that many people, especially when they get really hung up on the analytics, these are the kind of numbers that I know you've been asking for. Here's the proof in the pudding. Again, there are no guarantees. These numbers can be better or worse depending on how it goes in the future. But the great thing is you can always ask us. You can always reach out to us at moneyripples.com and find out, hey, is this a good option for me? It might be. So guys, invite you to do that. If there's anything you get from this, hey, reach out to us, see what we can do. If you're already looking at other options, let us throw our hat in the ring. I guarantee if we don't at least match it, we'll beat it. That's something that we do consistently. Trust me, if anybody needs to save money on this and make sure that this works right, it's got to be working right for your family. Do not make the mistake by doing a policy that's less than par or less than the best so that it costs your family more and just pays the insurance agent more money instead of your family. You get that choice. We choose you paying your family more, obviously. So guys, reach out to us with questions at moneyripples.com. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.